You might know her best for her top 10 hits and thrilling, boundary-pushing music, but Kalise Rogers, perhaps better known just by her first name, Kalise, refuses to let her creativity be so neatly compartmentalized. Her personal style and forward thinking has found outlets in fashion and in beauty and food, and get this, in between albums, this indie songstress trained at Le Cordon Bleu and created her own line of sauces. Now, I want a sip of her coffee. In her new cookbook, My Life on a Plate, Kalise shares her personal stories through recipes that fuse influences ranging from her Puerto Rican heritage to dishes inspired by her travels around the world. Contributor Noelle Carter spoke to Kalise in Los Angeles.
Kalise, it's such a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you for having me.
You were born and grew up in New York, and in the book you write, "We are what we breathe and eat. At least I am. I didn't care much then, but I'd eaten my way around the world by the age of 11 on the tiny island of Manhattan." What sparked your passion for food?
I think it was really just, you know, it started off with accessibility. It started off with, you know, my parents and being in New York and growing up in the city. You know, we were always surrounded by so many different things so that nothing really seemed that foreign to me. So I think that kind of, from the beginning, I started off so open and just so, you know, kind of excited, and I felt a connection to everything around me.
You write about taking gigs in cities that may not have made sense professionally for your music career, but feed your love of food. And even your Instagram account, it frequently focuses on various international dishes you've had. How have your travels influenced your love of food?
Well, I mean, that I think it's sort of, yeah, it was definitely the catalyst for everything else. You know, I started traveling really early on. I was about 17, 18 years old with my first album. And I was able to go to so many different places. And I've never been the kind of person to just sort of stay cooped up in the hotel or, you know, I just would wander around and walk around. And I think from that, I started to learn how to travel and how to find my way around the people, you know, through food. And so,
right,
you know, as bookings would come up for shows, and sometimes they weren't that great, you know, the fee wasn't great or the place really didn't make any sense. It was just sort of like, sure, I'll go. I've never been there before and, you know, let's see what they've got.
Yeah. In the middle of an incredible music career, you decide to go to culinary school. And you say you were nervous before starting, but you've called it one of the best things you've done. Why up and go to culinary school?
You know, culinary school was something that, like, you know, you'll be in conversation. You'll be like, yeah, you know, I want to take photography classes one day, or I'd love to pick up pottery. It's like one of those things, like, you really want to do it, but it just seems so far off. And culinary school is one of those things for me. I always said, like, I'd love to go to culinary school. That would be awesome. It didn't seem, well, number one, I wasn't making any real plans to go, and it didn't seem feasible at the time. It kind of felt like one day when my life slows down, I'll go to culinary school. Well, one day, you know, in 2007, I think, everything slowed down. And it was the first time in my adult life where I was actually not obligated to anyone or to anything. And it kind of just seemed like the right thing to do. And I'm definitely an all or nothing kind of person anyway. And so I enrolled.
That's so cool. You said that when you graduated, you knew without a doubt that you were a saucier. And you have your own line of organic sauces. What is it about sauces that you love so much?
I love sauces because I think they are the defining factor. I think sauces are, you know, like, they're the accessory to every great meal. You know, it's like the sauce can tell you whether it's Italian or whether it's Indian or whether it's Malaysian or it's classically American, or, you know what I mean? The sauce is, it's the defining factor. It tells you history of people and culture and who the chef is. And to me, it's the most interesting part.
One of the recipes in your book, Jerk Ribs with Brown Sugar Rub, was the inspiration for the title of a song from your last album. Can you talk a little bit about how you came up with the recipe and why?
The why comes from being an East Coaster. You know, there's a lot of Caribbean people and a lot of different Caribbean food. And even just, like, you know, I used to go to Miami all the time, and Miami has tons of, like, Latin food or lots of Haitian food, lots of Jamaican food, things like that. In New York as well. And then coming out to LA, being in California, there was just a whole different ethnic group of people here. And there, although it was brilliant and super exciting to explore, it was not Jamaican. And so I started just craving, like, certain things, you know, that I was accustomed to eating. And just, it came out of necessity, really, just having to think up what it was and how to get it right.
I love that you apply the jerk seasoning to ribs, because you don't normally think of jerk with ribs, but it works so well.
Well, yeah, that's true. And ribs are one of my, like, I love ribs. There's not one thing I don't like about a rib. So, yeah, it was kind of just like, let's put my two of my favorite things together.
Wonderful. Khalees, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I can't wait to try every recipe in your cookbook.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Khalees is author of My Life on a Plate, Recipes from Around the World. Contributor Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes their culinary SOS column. You'll find Khalees' recipes for a vegetable bucko and chocolate chip cookies with sea salt potato chips on their website, splendidtable.org.